Hey, just wanted to let you know the probably about 7 to 2
Yep.
Are you there? Call from area code 352. Go ahead and speak up.
Hello?
I'm sorry, 325. I'm sorry, 325 I meant to say. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Do you have to pay if you get a check from oil?
Hold on. You give me your first name and how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Okay, say that again. Sorry.
Please give me your first name so I can address you, and then
Seth.
You heard about us, and then your question, please.
Seth, and I heard about you on YouTube about 4 years ago.
Very good. And how may I help you?
If I have a oil income check, do I have to do a 1040 on that?
No. Because the oil tax is paid at the head, at the place the oil is extracted off the ground, out the ground. At that point, again, or something's near that I'm not exactly sure, but the people that extract the oil and or refine it, I'm not sure, but that's when you pay it.
Oh, okay,
and
I got
whatever
you. So
that
the,
money
the
goes
oil company
pay
pays it.
The company pays it, that's right. The royalties you get from your oil taxes have been paid, the oil tax already. There's no income tax on it, unless, of course, that oil happens to be in from Washington, D.C.
No, heck no. Awesome. What about capital gains tax? Is that the same thing as income tax?
Hold on. Listen, remember this, guys. Who is required to file and pay federal income tax? Citizens.
Only citizens.
And residents
of
Washington, D.C. And federal workers and contractors. That is it. This is where the federal government is sovereign, is king, and the Internal Revenue Code is written primarily for that. There's oil tax in there that applies to 50 states plus, right, but not the regular income tax. So if you have not, watch our main video, folks, and the front page of our website, you want to do that, okay, at freedomlawschool.org. Watch that short video, okay?
All righty. What about the capital gains? Is that the same thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Capital gains is a type of income tax, whether it's from royalties for income or from salaries, wages, profits, capital gains, short-term, large-term, long-term stocks, bonds, cryptocurrency, options. Doesn't matter. What matters is not the type of money. What matters is where is the money coming from?
Awesome.
If it's
awesome.
Washington,
you,
D.C.
man.
Money, you must pay income tax. Otherwise, you don't.
Heck yeah. I love you, and I love what you're doing, man. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
I try to put your website in all the videos I watch that are, I don't know, it comes up that, oh, you got to pay tax or whatever. I try to put your website in there, but YouTube always deletes it, and it never stays there.
Oh, tell me about it. Wait a minute. You try to put our videos on your YouTube channel, and then YouTube deletes my...
Sorry, say it again.
Say it again now?
I try to... Whenever I watch someone else's video on YouTube, I always try to put freedomlawschool.org in the comments so people can go and find this stuff. and they YouTube deletes it within about 30 seconds.
That's not the YouTube. That's probably the guy that runs that video. You know, they
well, I put it in all kinds
else.
Of different ways. I put it
they
in.
They don't want anybody
as,
else to go on their webs on their comments and promote anything else but them. YouTube doesn't do that. They don't monitor the comments. It's actually the person that runs that website. Says, I don't want people to go to this other guy's website, or I want them to come to my stuff. That's why I did the video. That's what they do that.
Right. Well, if anybody will ever listen, I try to tell them to go watch your stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you doing that.
Heck yeah. Yes, sir.
Right,
well,
friend.
Thank you for the answering my questions. You have a good day.
You're most welcome, my friend. Have a great evening. We have two more callers with questions right now. Okay, one is from area code 360, followed by a call from area code 941. Call from area code 360. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. This is Donley. I'm from Washington State, and I heard about you listening to Taxation is Theft on YouTube, interviewed Joe Bannister, and then listening to him, and I found you and some of his old radio shows this week.
Very good. Dominique, correct?
My question. Donley.
Spell it, please.
D-O-N-L-E-Y, one word.
Oh, Conley, got it. Okay. Thank you, Conley, for spelling
right.
Your name for me. And how may I help you, Conley?
Yeah, my wife and I own our own business, and our wonderful accountant last year set us up on payment plans for this year. And we've paid two quarters worth and just recently paid the second quarter right before I started hearing about you. And basically my question is, or comment is basically, that money's gone because we're not going to file next year, correct?
Correct.
All right. That's pretty much what I figured. It was just, you know, that's gone. Say goodbye to it. Just don't pay any more this year.
Exactly. You got it, my friend.
All right. That was my question. I'm going to keep crash coursing on your website.
Very good, my friend. I'm glad you did that. Do your homework, and you shall be free, my friend.
All right.
Okay, we have a call from area code 941, and then another call from area code 530 following him. Call from area code 941, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah. Hi, Payman. Hi, this is Bella down here in Florida, and I met you about 2001 out in California. I'm the tall Bella that met you. Did some reality TV shows after, and I'm just so impressed with your website, and I heard about you when I went to Joe Bannister and your live conference tax freedom seminar, and that's where I met you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, that was 22
good.
Years ago at the Freedom Rally. Is that
yes,
how you
the Freedom Rally.
Got to us? Wow.
Yes, the Freedom Rally. I'm so proud of you. You're still doing
Thank
this,
you.
And your website is so impressive, and You look
Thank
great.
You.
You look just as good as now as you did when it 20 years ago.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate
Payman.
That.
Yeah, well, Payman, thank you for what you're doing. You're really a lifesaver for a lot of us who were just scared to death to make money because of the fear of, you know, what you've been teaching. So I'm getting ready to start making money again because I'm not scared of them anymore. And my question is, I understand the non-resident alien status, and I understand about the, you know, all that based on your address and all that. Mm-hmm. My question is, when you sign up for your driver's license and you tick that little box that says, are you a U.S. citizen or, you know, non-resident alien, mm-hmm. you know, of course we all tick U.S. citizen. Does that implicate us further down the road for a tax audit if we ever get one that, oh, well, you stated on your driver's license that you're a U.S. citizen? Because here's what I've recently learned. The bracket zip code thing, I'm sure you're well aware of that, where you're supposed mm-hmm. to, or does it make any difference when you send mail, receive mail, and do these government forms? You know, I had to go on EBT food stamps because I was so scared to make money, and then I didn't work, and so I'm getting ready to get off of all that and start making money, and they can kiss my grits. But I'm on the EBT. A lot of people mm-hmm. are, who are getting ready mm-hmm. to start making money now that we're not scared. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we signed that as well as our driver's license and things like that, that we're U.S. citizens. So what should I do before I start making money? Pull out of that and then maybe go back and re-get a different driver's license saying I'm a non-resident alien, or does it matter?
Your driver's license is just fine.
Okay.
And amongst many other things, you sign those papers saying you are a U.S. citizen for nationality.
Got
purposes.
It, which is, okay, yeah, I saw that
okay.
in the video today.
For
yeah.
tax purposes, they have their own unique definitions. See, just like I'm totally mm-hmm. for gender-affirming care in its original sense, not the corrupt sense of now that's about chemical castration and physical castration and removal of body parts of you, which mm-hmm. they call gender-affirming care, when in reality, it doesn't affirm your gender at all. It destroys and hurts your gender in many ways, and it's not care. How can a mutilation, dismemberment be care? So the term United States is the same way. You and I are U.S. citizens, state citizens, American nationals. Yes, all for nationality purposes. Mm-hmm. But for tax purposes, they have their own unique definitions. Folks, if you've not seen, going over the law, okay, on the front page of Freedom Lawson's website, you need to do that, folks, okay? When you go to our website, okay, remember, you know, how you don't have to pay the swamp anymore, okay? Go down the seven steps. The first step one is arm yourself with the law or follow the law, okay? So we go down, take all the seven steps, okay? The video, first of all, is right there. The short video about all this is right there. Also, the first step, you must start with this 9-minute video that covers this issue. Watch this 9-minute video. Everybody, folks, people say, oh, Paymon, I've been to your website, watch videos. Which videos? I do a lot of videos. You got to start with the basic stuff first. Steps 1 through 7 on our website right here. Step 1, follow the law, right? Go down. There's a little bit more on it if you want. Step 1. Step 2, stop filing tax forms. Step 3, realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Step 4, take courage from our victories. Step 5, question authority. Then optional, so join 6. At step 6, join the Restore Freedom Plan. And then 7, spread the word. Okay? So start with those videos there, and it'll be very clean to you. All the stuff you mentioned?
Yes.
Are baseless legal theories that are floating around the freedom movement for decades. You name it all capital letters. It's not me. It's a dead corporate fictional entity. No? You know, I'm going to see, it's up, you know, you upper lowercase is my real proper English name. All caps is not me. That's a bunch of nonsense, okay, that people come up with, folks, okay? So remember that you start with a law, and it's there already at government's official legal website. Start there and forget about all this nonsense that you started, and I started back in 1992.
Right. With the zip code thing.
So don't feel bad.
Right. That's
I'm telling you were
asking.
Wrong. I had to find out, gee, I was wrong about the adhesion contract theory, becoming a state citizen theory, uniform commercial code I heard about, going back to the common law, not using zip code on my mail, and on and on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have to worry about all that with this. You keep it so simple, and that's what I love about your videos. I'm on step five. So thank you so much. You answered my question.
You're welcome.
Confirmed what I needed to know. Thank you, Payman. You're awesome.
You're
so
welcome.
Excited. Well, have a blessed day. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm turning a lot of people on to your sugar.
You?
A lot. Huh?
Where
as
far
as
you
I,
live?
I live in Bradenton, the Bradenton area, and as soon as I start making money, it's going to go right to you because I'm going to let you, you know, I'm going to sign up for your school and do whatever it takes to have you on my side. I'm very excited about that because it just gives me peace of mind. I got to tell you, I haven't slept well in years, and I used to make a lot of money, and then I quit because I was scared, fear, all the fear-mongering they do to American citizens. It's ridiculous how we buy into it. So we don't have to, thanks to you. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. My pleasure. You're not that far away. Hopefully we get to meet very soon.
Oh,
by the way,
where
folks,
are you
just
now?
You know,
where do you live now?
You don't know? We're in Brooksville, Florida, an hour north of you.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. Okay, we'll have to definitely see. We'll make a plan. I want to definitely see you again.
And in Orlando,
awesome.
We can have our folks, we have our Freedom Restore Freedom Rally, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Orlando, Florida, coming up. You can mark that in the calendars.
Oh,
we may
count
do another
me there.
One event in October also. We'll see. We might do one in October or September.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting. You're an hour north of me. That's fabulous. I left California, thank God, before all the COVID stuff happened. And so now I'm in Florida because it's the freer state. Amen.
Exactly. Yep. You got it.
Oh, Payman, so good to talk to you. It's so good to hear your voice. You look great. I'm so pleased and proud of you and what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You have no idea. I'm getting ready to rock and roll, make some money, and now I don't have to worry about making money anymore.
Thank
you. You have no idea.
Thank you.
It's been,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, I got to let you go. I got people waiting for their questions. Let me get these guys.
Thank you.
And hopefully I'll see you again very soon, okay?
Absolutely, Payman. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Same with you. My pleasure. We got a 5-3 caller followed by another caller from area code 484. I'll get to all of you guys one at a time. You can put the call number. And then we have another caller from area code 636. I'm going to put you on a list also, my friend. We're not going to forget about any of you guys. We'll answer all of your questions one person at a time. But so let's go to the call from area code 530, my friend. Give me your first name, I heard about us, and then your question, please.
Second, third, and fourth.
I can barely hear you. Speak up, please.
Mark any calendars.
Oh,
we may do another one event in October
there.
Also. We'll see
I cannot hear you.
Yeah, or September.
Oh,
get close to the microphone.
How exciting. You're an hour north of me. That's fabulous. I left California, thank God, before all the COVID stuff.
Turn down your computer. Turn down your computer. Listen to me only on Block Talk Radio.
Yep. Got it.
Turn down your computer volume.
Oh, Payman, so good to talk to you.
Listen to me here and speak up.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think he just all right. Listen, you have a sound problem, my friend, okay? Work on your sound problem. I'll come back to you, okay? Put the call from area code 484. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, good evening, Paymon Armandino and from Stu Peters.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember you. Okay, now I got your paperwork you called me about, right? Okay. Martino got a notice of deficiency, the official letter from the IRS that they claim for the money. This is a letter that the tax CPAs, federal agents, accountants, bookkeepers know nothing about. You know, they don't know anything about tax courts. Because all these tax professionals that pretend to know tax law. They don't know nothing. To be an accountant, bookkeeper, CPA, you don't need to know any Internal Revenue Code at all. It just fill out the forms that they actually want you to fill out. And then when they don't know what they're doing, they say, well, it's a big bad IRS. What do you expect? They don't know none of this stuff. They just pretend to know, right? So, what you got, June 5th is the notice of deficiency increase in tax, okay? Let me ask you, did you file a 1040 income tax confession trap form for this notice of deficiency that's for your 2020?
Yes, unfortunately I did. I didn't know about you back then.
Well, then you unfortunately file a 1040 confession tax form, all right? Let's see what they have in here. Well, they claim they're making changes to your 2020 1040 income tax confession form. And it says that your deduction short on return mortgage interest deduction of $273. The IRS made it only, said that's zero. And then, let's see what they got here. That's a small item. They made it, let's see what they really got here. Let me see what they got here. Oh, they claim you did not list your retirement income Fidelity investments for $34,000, and that's what it's about. Is that correct?
Yes, I had withdrawn $30,000 from the 401k. I didn't report it on the 1040 confession trap form. My account, I forgot to mention that I had done that. So I guess Fidelity must have 1099 or sent information to them, making them aware that I had made that withdrawal, I'm assuming. And
In addition
to the $30,000 withdrawal, Fidelity did take out state and federal, I guess, taxes. That's what the additional monies are in that. So they already did take some type of tax out already. I think it was some type of state income tax to Pennsylvania and some other type of tax.
Well, it's funny that these guys claim that you also had $12,000 from this enterprise company and about $3,000 from Fidelity withheld, over $15,000. And that's funny how they claim you owe the money when on this notice of deficiency, IRS is incompetent. The numbers are wrong. Numbers are wrong. IRS is just incompetent. Aren't they that ridiculous? They say change the taxable income of about $35,000, and then they claim that $15,000, which is more than a third of that, almost half of that, is not enough to cover your taxes. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, no. Oh, no, no. I see what they got here. Oh, I want to say that on your 1040 show, $12,000 was withheld. Actually, it was $15,500 withheld. That's why. Okay, got it. Got it. Well, there's not a whole lot you can do about this, really. I mean, because, you know, you didn't list you, unfortunately, having been deceived by the government and the media. Told them that you are already U.S. citizens, your body's taxable, you just didn't list everything. That's all it is. So on a tax code will not change anything. You cannot change it, really. So the good news is they only want $8,000 from you, plus penalty and interest, only about $10,000. It's not a huge number, like, you know, a million or 100,000. But probably if you just ignore them and let them give them the money, IRS is falling apart. It probably will never come after you because they just fall apart. there's a good chance your money may be, your case may be given to a toothless private collection agency. No power to collect money from you because of the fact that IRS is broken down, they do not have enough agents, and small amounts like this are very, very often fall to the cracks. Really, that's really your best bet. And the biggest thing is, excuse me, do not file any more confession forms. Right? No more 1040 confession forms, okay?
Right. So, in other words, do I want to petition the court, or you're saying that won't work since I did file the...
It won't do any good because you filed, and then you just don't report all your income. That's all. As a filer, as someone that is a U.S. citizen, you claim this year.
Gotcha. So if I ignore it, if they did try to pursue me, is that where they could then... What could happen, I guess?
The IRS must send you a series of letters, at least three letters by law. One regular mail, one certified mail. Third one gives you a chance to challenge and make a payment plan. So you can wait until then.
Okay.
Penalties are already added in there. Just interest will go on there, perhaps. And you can invest the money better yourself, I'm sure. If they come after you.
Gotcha.
They may not come after you at all. Look. You got to understand, you got to get rid of the assumption that they will come after me. They will. When they come after me is wrong. You got to think determining the amount step of taxation. Collection is a whole different game. You see, it's one thing to say you owe them this much. That's another thing to collect. IRS has stopped coming after people hard, be it with levies or money taking your money, because they do not have enough agents to answer phone calls, handle personal visits, read the letters, or when you go to your congressman for help, respond to congressman. You just can't handle it. So they're leaving people alone, especially for small amounts like yours. It's a belief they brainwashed you that they're God. They'll strike you dead. That's the problem. Watch it all. Okay? You'll be okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Stop from here forward. By the way, Armandino, you've been to us from the stupidest. How much of our website have you studied?
I watch your videos every day. I rewatch them over and over as much as I can.
Why don't you join and tell others? So I can reward you 50% commission referral reward for every one you refer. The minimum, here's the spread award on the Freedom Opportunity Plan, is $2,000 to join. You get $1,000 of that. Right out of cash. If somebody joins with their membership is $10,000, you get half of that, $5,000. Millionaire, they pay the IRS, $100,000, you get half that $50,000. All you got to do, folks, I'm telling you, text your friends, email your friends on your social media, Facebook, whatever, put it on there. And we'll send you, get the brochures around, get one of them to hand out to people. You got these brochures, hold on. They got two of them that's old and new. We'll send you these brochures. The newer one, I don't have your hand, it's even better. Okay, we send these brochures to hand out to people, and you put on your name and a phone number. So when people call us and they join, they see Armandino. Oh, Armandino, hey, look, bud, cash is coming your way. Look, put it in the mail. Right? Why? Be poor. All you got to spread the wealth, folks. Hey, that's what I do. Armandino, how old are you?
32.
You know, I started doing this stuff when I was 29 years old.
Yes, indeed.
Young and poor like you, looking for an opportunity. I paid $1,500 to get untaxed with this organization that didn't know anything, really. They knew a little bit. But, that was my start. I had to start with somebody. Okay. And I joined them, and I told other people so I could get paid for it. What a great way to make a living, to promote and restore freedom, empower people, right? So you have the same opportunity, son, okay? Go for it and call us, my friend, and we're going to help you together, have you be free and America be free as well, okay?
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, I plan on becoming a member, absolutely.
Can you call us tomorrow then?
Yes, indeed.
Very good. And we can always make payment plans, folks, okay? Even the minimum membership, you can start with $500 and make payments. I'll plan on that. Now, how can it be that? And we're off the bat, you tell somebody else to join, you're going to get paid, and you're going to pay off your membership anyhow by referring other people, someone young like you who's looking for an opportunity to get ahead in life, right? So this is your chance to get ahead by promoting freedom, okay? Let's go to our caller from Erico 636. Give us your first name, my friend, how you heard about us, and then your question.
Hello, Paymon. My name is Mike. I heard about you from a friend of mine probably about 2 years ago. And my first thing I have to say is thank you so much for the hard work that you do and your dedication and all the years of effort you've poured into this. I can say that this has changed my life and hopefully is changing. I can help continue to influence family members and friends' lives to be free, because previously I was terrified of the IRS, absolutely terrified. But I always had a gut feeling that it was wrong. And because of your videos, I now have the confidence to know that the federal mafia is, they're doing illegal things. And I owe that all thanks to you. So, thank you, Paymon, so much for this.
You're welcome. My pleasure, my friend. Thank you. And how many sisters, Mike?
Yeah. So I'm 33. I've been 1099 for the past 8 years, and I recently took on a new position with a friend of mine's company, and so now I'm an employee. So I'm having to deal with the whole, you know, I watched your video and or one of your teammates' videos that he did. It was a two-hour video about how to properly fill out your paperwork, so to be exempt, basically. Anyway, I did all of that, and I put all the stuff, and still they didn't listen. So I had to go back to my company and say, hey, I'm exempt. You know, basically, and they finally said, okay, we'll withhold all federal taxes from you. And the company is in Pennsylvania, so the state tax, from my understanding, I will have to pay because they don't go off the federal income tax basis. But they are still withholding Social Security and Medicare. And how do I go about convincing them to remove that?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, I don't have a good, easy, consistent answer on that at this point yet.
Okay.
Because, you know, for regular income tax withholding, at least there's a W-4 exempt. You can put on W-4 to stop that. Per the IRS's own forms and instructions, you know, we have to modify to, you know, make a record that you've been forced to file a W-4 form to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Social Security and those payroll taxes, the employer thinks, I got to collect from everybody, and, you know, you're no different than everybody else, and, you know, there's no way to stop it because there's no IRS forms or instructions for me to follow to do otherwise. So I'm afraid that's not an option at this point right now. You should write petitions to Congressman about this issue. And at some point with that, you can go to your employer to do that. In fact, we have it on our website, okay, to let us to get your employer. I'll show you, in fact, where it is so you know. Go to, let's see, Freedom Lawson's website. Let's take you under, let me see. All right, on the right, okay. Keep yourself out of prison petitions, okay. When you go down there, scroll down some more, and, of course, you want to follow the instructions on these pages. Then you keep going down. When you go there, you see so here we go. Here's the petitions. Okay. So self-employment taxes at 1099. Employment taxes are right here in the middle one. So you sigma person. And then, so let's see. I got to double check what it is. This is a petition. Okay, about the Social Security number, employment tax laws. Like you thought, payroll taxes, federal unemployment taxes, okay, as well as income tax withholding and W-2 forms. But are you interested in the payroll tax part of this lab petition? Also known as Social Security Medicare taxes, okay,
mm-hmm.
and unemployment taxes. So you can take that to your employer and say, look, I'm not supposed to be withheld this money from my paycheck. You know, I'm not one of these people who wrote a letter I wrote to my congressman, and then none of them said I was wrong. Okay? I gave mm-hmm. my legal conclusions about all these laws, and I asked them to correct you if they can show you're wrong, and never did. So you must be right. So you're not subject to payroll taxes, all this stuff at all. Okay?
I like that approach.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not guaranteed to work, but it's worth a try.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. And especially one of your previous videos on how to get a home without, your federal tax return information. Because I'm mm-hmm. moving to Pennsylvania for my job and looking to buy a home. And that was very helpful to get me started in the right direction. And I'm actually using the company that you recommended in there.
Are you buying a home right now?
Yes, I'm in the process of buying one, yes.
Okay. Well, good thing you called me. You should not get the house.
Okay.
Because, how old are you? Are you 33? You remember the 2008 economic crash, Great Depression we had? Well, right now, it's like 2006. Had you known 2006,
okay.
a crash would come in 2008, would you have bought a house in 2006?
Mm-hmm.
Would you or not? You would have not bought a house.
No, I would not have bought one if I knew the crash was coming in 2008.
Well, right now, the situation is like 2006. The crash
okay.
is coming. But just exactly don't know. Long will take maybe 2 years. It's my best guess. Maybe a little bit less. Maybe a little bit more. This is also like late 70s under Jimmy Carter, I remember. We had what's called stagflation, inflation, and recession at the same time. Got right on inflation, and it's going to get worse still. And eventually be like in the 80s, interest rates will go up so much that we'll kill borrowing and making money by the banks, and prices will go down. So right now, time to rent, buy crypto, maybe a little gold and silver, wait for the crash, and buy then.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you don't mind, in regards to kind of like the investing portion of it, like the crypto, what you said, I've heard you say before, don't use like Robinhood and other like investment vehicles. What is the investment vehicle that you would recommend that you would say is reasonable to use because they don't automatically file to the federal mafia for you?
Robinhood, Coinbase, Kraken, all these places are exchanges where you can buy and sell crypto by, exchanging that with fiat currency, with Federal Reserve notes or dollars, they call. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do, ideally, create a wallet. Admitting that wallet is not a part of the banking system. Real crypto is not in any way connected to any of these exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
Because with exchanges, they don't know who you are. They want to know your customer. You must be a drug dealer. Everything I know about you, who are you,
mm-hmm.
Maybe we should not do business with you, That's what that is. So with real wallets, they ask you nothing. No name even appears. Just you know, a cow with his and numbers. And you have on Hardwaller, Trezor is the most common one on your device, or you could have it on online, and then you can transfer crypto to other people. Okay, so if someone wants to buy crypto, they can bypass those guys and give you cash from crypto. And vice versa.
So how do you buy
crypto
without
someone has the crypto? Say, I give you cash. Here's some crypto. I give me some crypto. That's the best way you want to do it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Payman. You're an absolute legend in our family, in our household. I think my wife is tired of me talking about you, but God bless you and the work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. When are you going to join? So when are you going to join for you, your wife, and your children, Mike?
Yeah. I actually called like a year ago, and we discussed it then. And my intention, my goal is yes. And
What do you do for a living, Mike?
So I was self-employed. Now I just took a job with an oil and gas company as an operations manager.
Operations manager, you don't do bad. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I'm actually making decent money now.
Yeah. Guess what? You're going to make a lot more money by joining and getting 50% reward to other people, your coworkers. Okay, to be frank with you, the company
I've been telling them.
How many employees does it have? It's a big company.
Oh, small. Yeah. We're a small business. We only have like 12, 13 people working with us. But we work in the field. Yeah.
Well, you can talk to the employer. Have you told him about us?
Oh, yeah. I talked with him, and he's one of those that's terrified of the IRS. He's like, oh, no, we do, like, everything, like, dot our I's, cross our T's, and, we do everything. And I talked with him because I don't know about this. I'm like, just listen to me, Tim. You don't have to pay any of this voluntary federal income tax. It's all voluntary. And he's like, And so I've talked with him, and he is too brainwashed, I guess, or bought into the system. So maybe with enough persuasion.
Here's what you do. There's an easy way. You're going about the wrong way. Sorry, I got to tell you how to do the correct way.
Okay. Yeah.
So look, watch this 9-minute video. It's all government's own official websites, the IRS, U.S. Treasury, House of Representatives, and U.S. Supreme Court. 9 minutes. If you show me anything wrong on this thing, I'll give you $100. Raise it to $1,000 if you want to. There's 9 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You cannot convince them. You have somebody else, a stranger, convince them. You heard
that's
the saying? Never a prophet in your hometown.
Yeah.
Your parents, your brothers, sisters. Oh, you just Mike. You're not an expert in anything, but a stranger, easy expert. You see, so that's why you want to get them to our website, have them watch me, because they see me. Not only I'm a stranger, also I'm older with a white beard. That's credibility. We people unconsciously. That's what you want to do. And then share the co-workers. Call us and get these brochures. We didn't get those nice brochures. These brochures we have. Restore freedom, drain the deep swamp. Okay? I'll get the good ones here. I think I just want to let me see. Here we go. Yep, I got them. I got the new ones here also. Okay, these are the ones we did. Okay, and give them to your fellow coworkers. Okay.
Okay.
Put your name down here. So, name and phone number. So when they join, they ask them who referred you. They give you a name and number. You get the reward. Okay. That's what this is there for. Okay. So don't lay back, my friend. You are young. Your wife and children deserve a better life. Okay, you're doing that. But don't stop. You can start with a payment plan. Okay? As small as it may be, let you be a man of truth, opportunity, intelligence, by telling others, pay your membership, and then put some money in your pocket and get better food for your family and children. I want you to be able to eat always grass-fed beef, organic pasture-raised chicken and eggs, wild fish food, grass-fed butter and raw milk, all the good stuff that people say, that costs too much. I thought, well, you want to pay more for good food? We want to pay more for doctors to make you more sick with more chemicals and cutting you up.
Yeah.
You put your health into food, but you say, but having an extra income, you can afford all these things for your family that you deserve and your health. All right?
Yep.
Very good, Mike.
No, we're on the same
friend. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, son.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I think we're done for tonight, folks. No, I'll be having another caller from America 5. Oh, we're going to come back. So 530 Erica caller. He may have fixes all your problem. And the call number on the screen one more time for everybody in case they have more people with questions. All right, the call from America 530. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. I can't hear you. It's not just delay. I don't even hear his volume is so low. Volume is very low. Speak up, I can't hear you. I don't hear nothing at all. Okay. If you have a question, you can maybe on the screen, put a question on the right on the screen. Let's see any written questions we have. Let's see if any written questions, I'll answer those. Okay, what are chances that California Board of Equalization goes after a low-income earner who didn't use the $700 tax relief or Obamacare, did not file federal, state for first time this year, but taxes withheld based on two exemptions? Okay. Well, it's not the BOE, it's the FDB that goes after the low-income people. Put this question back on the screen so I can see it. Who didn't use the $700 tax relief for Obamacare? I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. Who didn't use it, how it makes a difference. I can't give you an answer, okay? Look, I don't know how to answer a question because that's an incomplete question. Okay, I got it, okay? I don't know how those things affect big things, you know, but I know this. The less you make, the less likely they're going to come after you. And what's low income? $50,000? $30,000? Also, are you married? Do you have children? See, there's no black and white answer they can give you because if you're so low that the California recognizes a minimum exemption amount that you're below, even they say you're not required to file and pay California state income taxes. So I don't know. I got to get more details from you to give you a better answer. And that's even a call. Okay? It's not a quick thing. I got to get more details from you. Okay? Then I can help you with that. All right? The numbers on the screen. If you have any questions, dial 657-383-1755 on your keypad, press 1, and we'll let me know if you have a question, and we'll take your question right now. 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. I will take your question now. Any questions? One more thing before I forget. I'm going to be at the Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. Okay. So it's a great freedom event. You guys want to be there? It really is one of those rare opportunities to go a very good freedom event that tells you what's going on out there. Okay. It's going to be August 12th and 13th. Okay. And that's going to be on Saturday and Sunday, August 12th and 13th. Okay, they got great speakers. Okay, here's the guy that put it together, G. Edward Griffin. And I'll be there, and I may be speaking, maybe not, we'll see. But come there, very affordable, bring your friends and family members and meet like-minded people and take the red pill. because you know something is wrong, and they're about helping truth seekers understand how the world really works. All right? So with that, I give you all my love, and the guy from America 530, don't despair. We could not hear you. Call us, folks. You don't have to have answered question answered by me. Call our number, and our freedom activists will do their best to direct you to our website or answer your questions for you. Just put the number on the screen. Can we do that? The number is 813-444-4800. Call us. 813-444-4800. We'll do our best to guide you to the answers and freedom that you're looking for on our website and more. With that, I wish you all freedom and prosperity, peace, and love. Back with you folks next Thursday night.